Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb of my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
I don't think they're ready for me. 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 I am a fighter. Knock them out, push. Please wait. Never die, push. Please wait. Fight it out. I ain't gonna stop. I ain't gonna stop. No. Survivor shot. See the cameras flashing. Crowds ripping my name. And your time. Redemption stands before me, 10 rounds of glory. My people in the mill, man, they ain't know the story. Gotta make it global, put my name in the books. I'm a blue-collar man with a Punisher hook. See the look in my eyes, yo, there's a warrior coming. I got nothing to lose but what's in my stomach. Nerves grinding hard, but I'ma rise above it. Every punch, every breath, every snap of the wrist. Yo, my whole entire world come down to this. I'm picking my shots, and you know I ain't about to miss. Every single drop of blood is a precious gift. And if I die right here, then the legend lives. So pound the mist, cause you know I ain't about to. I got my back against the ropes, I'm a warrior kid, I say.
Shelly Nunchuck Show, yes sirree, it's 1 p.m. Standard Eastern Time up here in Maine. I'm originally from Boston, a Boston girl through and through. But anyway, you know, it looks like it's a nice day out there. I haven't even showered yet. I did my workout, and it was actually, while I was working out, I actually was watching a film. I finally got to see it. It was called Battle B-Boy. And for anybody that's been following me, you actually probably know that I've had a couple of guests on my show. And one of the guests was actually John Krang. He's actually worked on set with Jet Li. He's actually interviewed Jackie Chan. He's done quite a few things, actually, in Hollywood. And he actually did this film, worked on the film, was one of the leads in the film. He was kind of, I don't know if you can say kind of a sensei or something, but he taught the kids how to fight for this film. It was kind of a different twist. Let me just explain about the plot. And if you actually want to go see this film, Battle B-Boy, if you have Netflix, you can see it. And, you know, you can go there, watch it, and it's kind of a little bit of an underdog type of feel to it, and that's the type of films that I really, really like. But the film itself, the plot is that this boy, his father needs heart surgery. So he gets into this competition. It's kind of like battling and dancing, but it has to do a little bit martial arts. The premise is it's actually kind of like fighting, but dancing and fighting, and that's what the film is about. And it actually has a good feel to it. And John, I guess you could say he was kind of like the Miyagi kind of character and such. But when you're watching John, and he's teaching the kids, you know, training them about martial arts in the film, it doesn't even look like he's acting. I mean, it looks like he's really, really training in there. So I just wanted to give props to Valjean about that. I really do like that. I do like when they show people training in the film. So the kids that were actually doing the, you know, the actors, the lead parts, I don't know. I have to get some of the actors on my show. I don't know if I'd be able to get them as guests, you know, interview them and such, because it does look like some of them could have been martial artists. I'm not really too sure. Like I said, I haven't spoke with them and such, but I kind of enjoyed it. It was kind of nice because I was actually working out as I was watching Battle D-Boy, and that's actually, once again, on Netflix. And I was looking at a guy, and I go, man, he looks familiar. And it was Johnny Yang from the EMC Monkees. And I'm like, I looked at him, I go, you know, you guys will have to see where he is. So anyway, I was looking at the credits because, you know, anytime you get involved into the entertainment business with films and stuff, you just view everything you can about a film. You know, you just see everything, and then you get into seeing at the movie theaters after the credits are rolling. And I was like, Johnny Yang. I was like, Johnny Yang. Wait a minute, that's one of the EMC Monkees. So I was like, I wrote on the wall, and I was like, is this you, Johnny? And he's like, yeah, it is. So it's kind of like, I knew it was the EMC Monkey. It was a monkey, all right? Anyway, if you'd like to call in, my call-in numbers is two of them. It's 347-989-1473. The first number, 347-989-1473. And the guest call-in is 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. And please, when you call in, do not talk about politics, sexual orientation, or religion. I mean, this is supposed to be an inspiration show. I mean, if you say, oh, thank you, God, or something, or whatever, you know, it's not something like that. But it's something to do to, you know, help people be positive in their dreams, and that's why I'm doing this show. So now, you know, get you guys all caught up, you know, it's my dream, and everyone in the world knows I want to work with Jackie Chan, yes, yes, yes. Anyway, I decided to sell my car, and, you know, it's something that I'm going to put towards my Jackie Chan China Film Fund, you know, to get there, and there's people that are actually want to help me get on a Jackie Chan film set. So I'm kind of very excited about that, and I know it's just a matter of time, and I will be working sometime next year on one of Jackie's films. I will be on set. I know it. I just feel it. I feel that this is the year. And I've been doing this stuff for almost 10 years, networking, talking with people. But the thing is, too, you got to remember, I grew up watching this stuff. The thing is, I don't really like talking to a lot of people about it because, you know, I mean, where I live and stuff, I guess martial arts, it's just not something I knew a lot of people that had taken it. Until, like, you know, I started looking into it as an adult, and when I stepped into a dojo in my late 30s. And, yeah, I don't care. I say my age. I'm 42. I'm not ashamed to say my age. I'm 42. But, you know, stepping in a dojo at the age, how old was I? I think it was 34, 35. And I just wanted to learn. You know, it's something, you know, I do take time. To think that I was able to step into my 30s. Now, crazy as it sounds, I did. You know, and it's like when bad things happen, you flip it and turn it around, and you find a way to stay positive. And the way I did was to get into martial arts, and I decided to, you know, I originally had wanted to go into Jeet Kune Do. I was looking around for that. That's honestly, I wanted to learn Bruce Lee's form. But no one around, it seemed like, was teaching it at the time in Boston. I was, like, looking, there was no one around me, and I was like, okay. So when I was driving by a studio, I kept driving by this studio, you know, and I kept looking and see Capoeira. And I basically just walked into the studio, even though I've been watching many different martial arts films. But, you know, that's how I got into martial arts, that's how I got into acting, and everything just leads one thing to another. Now, if you want to look up one of my shows, Block Talk Radio, I actually interviewed Johnny Krang. And you can look it up, just Google Blog Talk Radio, Shelly Nunchucks, Johnny Krang, J-O-H-N, Krang, K-R-E-N-G, and you can hear our interview together. And he's such a sweetheart, Joanna. You know, I'd be honored to have you on my show again, you know, anytime, Colin. And, you know, I just want to give shout-outs to a lot of stuntmen. There's one person in particular I'd like to give a shout-out in one moment, but Johnny Krang, Johnny Besides Johnny Krang, Johnny Yang. There's so many Johnnies, and I'm not the person with the J, all these names, but Johnny Yang, I really think you did a really great job, and just seeing your work, thank you so much. You just inspired me, and even all the EMC monkeys, and, you know, if you go to his Facebook page, you can actually find him, Johnny Yang, and let's see, I think someone posted something on my timeline. Let's see what this is. Okay. Oh, someone just posted something about Jackie Chan on my Facebook page. Someone's always randomly doing that. I just love it. Especially if it's something I haven't seen. Well, Stan, since you posted that on my Facebook page, to let you know, I'll have to watch it after the show. I can't watch it until the radio show, but I promise I'll watch it. Okay. Yeah, and if you want to check out any of the EMC monkeys, you know, you can look up EMC Monkeys on Facebook page. They have a page. Johnny Yang, oh, he's cute as can be, girls. You can go check him out. He's just adorable, absolutely adorable, and the man can move. But Johnny Yang, he actually has a page, Yang, and you can look him up. He works with the EMC Monkeys as a martial artist, and there's many things you can find about him. You can actually Google and find everything about Johnny himself, and you can go to his page. I'm pretty sure he'll friend you. You know, just be respectful to the guy's page. You know, that's all that I ask. Anyway, a big, big, huge dedication to a man I call my brother, Jay Giannone. I want to pull up this Facebook page and, okay. And he has a couple of them. I actually run a Facebook page, the Jay Giannone Fan Club page, which you can go and you can like. And let's see. Okay. Now, Jay, he's got some subscriber on his page now. So, Jay Giannone, his last name is spelled G-I-A-N-N-O-N-E, and his latest profile picture, you can see, I don't know her name yet, I don't get involved in people's relationships and stuff, but you can actually see the little picture, Jay and his girlfriend. I don't know, you see, I know everything there is to know about Jay, but sorry, she's real pretty, she's on the picture with him in his profile page, so, you can also see in the other picture in the background, when you see the red line and over in Selfie, and so that's how you can know it's really Jay's page. And it actually says it's on there, lives in Los Angeles, California. He does have a couple of them, but that's his personal page. And what I want to do is bring up, see, there's some stuff he's been doing lately. And there's one called A Little Push, I think. He's doing a little bit of appearance in that. It's A Little Push, and there's actually a page. You can go and check that out. There was a couple other things, too. Jay just got filming a little while ago, The Iceman. He's going to be working with Harvey Keitel. Most of his roles are detectives and cops and stuff, and I give him a lot of props because Jay, he does a lot of his own stunts and a lot of his own fights, and I have had the honor to have been in a couple of his films and actually seen it. And the movie theater's interpretation, he did a really good job with that, and working with Arnold Chan and James Liu. And I love both James Liu and Arnold Chan. I can't help it. James, James Liu has this great spirit. I just tell you, it's the wacky things this man has done for years. You have to love him. One time he was like in a pink tutu, and just his costumes and stuff for Halloween. You know, you just gotta love James Liu. He's wicked awesome, and you know, getting back to Jay, you know, you can read all about him, and he actually, you know, he had a hard life growing up, and his father, something tragically happened to his father. I think his father got murdered, and it just, you know, there was so much tragedy in Jay's life, and he, you know, he's done his mistakes and stuff, but he wised up, and all for the better, and it's led him to great things, and he actually inspired me, you know, why I do the fan club page for him, is because he was one of the people, and actually, in the beginning, when I wanted to work with Jackie Chan, and people were all saying no, I called up Jay. I'm not saying this is a true story, right? Because I was so, like, upset. So I called up Jay, and Jay was actually out in California. He's been living there for many years, but he was out watching a baseball game, and I wanted to know. And I was like, I got myself together, and I said to Jay, I said, Jay, do you think it's impossible for me to work with Jackie Chan? And let me tell you, this guy is as honest as it can be, and he's blunt. He will tell you things straight out. And Jay, he didn't hesitate, didn't say anything bad. And Jay, when I asked Jay, you know, do you think it's possible if I can work with Jackie Chan? Straight out, he honestly told me. He honestly told me. It's like, no, it's not possible. You're just going to work for it. And he was right. He was one of the first people that told me that I could work with Jackie Chan. You just got to work for it. And he was 100% right. And he's out there working in Hollywood. Now, I don't want to call him a star. That's not the right title. He is an actor. And he's not doing, like, extra roles in the background, like being a piece of furniture. He's actually acting in film. And just call him, you know, I think the correct term is you can call him actor because he's actually acting. And like I said, I give him so much props because he does his own stunts and his own fights. And he works with the people that I love. So how could I not like Jay? And it's just someone, you know, I call him one of my film brothers. And I'm just so proud. He's another reason besides Donnie Yen that I'm proud to say come from Boston. And, you know, that's where Jay's from. And I've lived in the same places he's lived at. And it's just something that you have this kind of, I don't know if you can say kindred spirit, but you understand because, you know, being from that place, we even have the same accent, and I swear to God, I just have this dream to work with Jay, too, because he's someone, I swear to God, we could pass off as brother and sister. We could kick butt. I could stand beside Jay and kick butt with him in a film. You know, I don't want to do the kissing scenes, stuff like that. No. I want to kick butt with Jay Giannone on a set. I really, really, really want to do that. I'm pulling up this Facebook page again. Hold on. And, I mean, you can see it. I mean, if you go there and you friend him, you'll actually see, I think it's called The Hollywood Files. And to let you know, he did help Leonardo DiCaprio in the films of Departed. He took Leo under his wing and showed him all around South Boston. And you wonder why Leo did a great job. It's because Jay really helped him and he showed him, like, where he's from. So Leo got great feedback from Jay because Jay helped him out. And I'm just trying to multitask. What I'm doing is bringing up Jay's Facebook page. I'm going to open up the chat room. Okay. All right. Now, I'm opening up the chat room here. Let's see if it's working. Multitasking. Oh, yeah, I got my little co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty here. Oh, it's just adorable. And I just want to know, why do cats just, like, love boxes? I don't know. You know, I got it here. Anyway, I'm opening up the video chat. I keep saying video chat, but it's actually a chat room where people can actually, you know, they can listen to my radio show. And the two call numbers 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473, and another call number is 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. I don't know if I'm doing a half-hour show today or an hour show. I'll just see how I feel. And I was working out and watching Battle B-Boy, so I'm just like, I haven't even showered yet. So anyway, I'm opening up Jay's page here, and there's many people he's actually worked with. And opening up his Hollywood Files, yes, I'm actually opening up his Facebook page, and you can see there's a page in the Hollywood Files. You see him, you know, at a car, and that was the set he was working on with Jason Stratton. You can see a picture of Jay and Jason Stratton, Leonardo DiCaprio, the director from Iceman, and also you'll see a picture of Mark Wahlberg and Jay with a FUBU shirt on looking back, and that's actually from the hit show Entourage, which the HBO show Entourage was actually based on Jay Giannone's life and Mark Wahlberg's life. And let's see, who's next? There's a picture of Ben Affleck with Jay, George Clooney, Casey Affleck. I don't know if he's worked with Seth Rogen, but there's a picture there. There's Ethan Hawke, Matt Damon, Arnold Sean. Arnold Sean, he's so awesome. I'm like, every time he gets to hang out with Arnold Sean and James Woo, I just want to hang out with you, Jay. And it's like, there's a couple of pictures here. There's like Wesley Snipes, and Ice Cube, James Franco, Dana White, the little girl from Safe. I'm trying to figure out who some of these people are. I don't know. I honestly don't know all of them. Let's see. Who is this? Oh, me see. I know. I think I know. Let's see. Someone's asking me a question on my Okay. I'll have to. I'm trying to do a couple things at once, so I have to post on my Facebook. Let's see. Hold on 1 second. I have to actually post something on my Facebook because someone's asking how do I tune in. So I have to go and repost again. Let's see. Hold on 1 second. Posting on my Facebook wall. Here we go. Okay, click here, and you can tune in. Okay. All right. Now, back to, like I said, with Jay, he's been in the business for quite a while. And that's why never giving up and sticking to, his dream. I think that's why he's getting work, and he actually is someone that I do look up to. And maybe someday in the future I will have him on the show. Right now I think he's filming something. I'm trying to go back on his page and see what else he's filming. Because he was doing something. I'm doing so many things myself now and just trying to keep track of all Jay's stuff. Once again, I do run a fan club page for him, the Jay Giannoli fan club page. And let's see. Oh, he's actually, well, I guess this morning he's back in Boston. Jay Giannoli's back in Boston. He's at hockey with his son. Oh, he's a good family man too. So let me see. I'm going down Jay's Facebook page. See if there's something else that he has. Let's see. I'm trying to see what. There's something that says, this was on Thursday, and Michael Yeber, he did Ordinary Ordinary Man, and Ethan Embry was in that film, and Michael posted on Jay's wall, he's going to be home in 10 days, that was on Thursday. He's working on something called God Only Knows. So let's see what this says right here on Jay's page. Let me see this here. Denzel Washington coming to Boston. I wonder if that's, I'm trying to find the article, but it's on bostonherald.com, and they must be have something underneath where it talks about, there's a couple of things, let's see, oh, I'm trying to find where it says Jay Giannoli. Okay, in other film news, Leighton Meester of Gossip Girl fame has joined the cast of the Boston crime drama God Only Knows. Written by local screenwriter Emilio Mauro, the flick also stars Harvey Keitel, who we will also think of as the wolf in Pulp Fiction. Stoughton Homey, Kenny Warmord of Footloose, Ben Barnes of The Chronicles of Narnia, Gone Baby Gone duo Jay Giannoli and Flame, and brother of Padre Damian DiPaolo. Okay, now I think I just read this in the middle of something. So it must be a film with Jay and these people that are in it. And it's funny, I just tried to watch that. It says, Homie Kenny Warmwood. I just saw the remake of Footloose. So he must be the kid. He must be the lead, if I'm not mistaken. He must be the lead in Footloose. And it says Providence homie James Morton is directing. Okay, I think this is a little bit about it. The flick tells the tale of a newly inducted member of the mafia who has to make some tough choices, whether to be loyal to his old friends and family or his new mafia friends. An ex-druggie turned filmmaker, John Hickey, who made the flick Oxymoron about his struggle with addiction, is making a documentary about trying to get Oxymoron to the Sundance Film Festival. So I'm just trying to see. I thought it would say more about that film. God Only Knows. You know what? I'm going to look it up. I'm just trying to see. I'm going back in the article. Because it starts off talking about Denzel Washington is coming to Boston. I wonder if I can actually click on to like on this. Sometimes you can click onto this and share it. So I'm going to share it. Denzel Washington coming to Boston. When? Okay. Inside track. It looks like a lot of people are coming to Boston. What was this? Oh, this is December 9, 2012. It must be some new news, and I'm like, okay, what is today's date? But, you know, I mean, if people have dreams, you definitely, definitely should go for it. And let's see. I'm pulling up my Facebook page. Hold on one second. Let's see. People, I'm trying to multitask. Yes, people, click here and you can tune in. Okay, people ask me questions on my Facebook page. So I just posted on my Facebook page the link. So if people want to, they can click on the link to the radio show that I am on now on live. But, of course, I always repost it. And that was a little bit, the first half hour, I just wanted to do dedications. Now, when I come back, I'm going to talk more about healthcare. So I'm going to go into intro. Now, remember, okay, that when you want to do a film, you know, it's not impossible, it's just getting the money. Now, a film that I'm doing called Foulcare, you know, they're still looking to get some funds for more things to do with the film. And I felt very lucky and very blessed because of the guys, you know, that I was talking about in the first half, you know, Jackie Chan and all them, because they've given me so much inspiration. I'm actually working on a film called Foulcare, and I am one of the leads, and we have to do so much more with our film. So just to remind you that my first half hour was dedicated to guys that I look up to, you know, like J.J. and only John Krang, and, of course, always Jackie Chan. And I think with everything that I've been doing in the past 10 years, networking and everything, it is leading me to my dream. And I know in 2013 I will be on a set, and I do believe, I don't think it's going to be Hollywood. I think it's going to be China. I will be working with Jackie Chan. There's no ifs and buts because now I have people that are looking out for me. And it's not easy to, you know, to stick with this when you have a dream. It's hard. It's more harder than you can believe. And it's something you think about every single day. So right now I'm going to take a little short break, and I'm going to come back and talk more about Foulcare. The song that I'm going on break with is called Battle Song. Now, anybody that knows an action film or something, you know, that's a thrill and such, you know that music, it sets the mood. So this song called Battle Song is one of our songs from Foulcare. Foulcare is spelled F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R, and it's about the Valkyrie, where we're whisked away and we have to save the planet. And my character is kind of like Rosie the Riveter, that type of character, you know, like I don't want to fight, and it's just something where, you know, I'm very gentle and stuff, and I don't like to be pushed, which, you know, it's kind of like my own kind of Jackie Chan type of character. It seems like every film I get to be in, I have like a Jackie Chan type of character. So I want you to have people hear this song. It's called Battle Song. So I'm going to go take a short break, and I am going to play a couple songs that I do love. I wish I had more songs, people's permission to play certain songs that I loved, because I guess that's how you have to run the show. And I know I'm finding it now, and once again, this is a song that I want people to hear. It does set a mood for a film, and I don't know if this is going to be in a big fight scene or not, but, you know, because of those men that I talked about in the first half of in the first half of my radio show today, you know, once again, those guys like J.J. Ononi, Jackie Chan, EMC Monkeys, Johnny Yang, is because of those men, John Crane. I could go list names, tons and tons of names, and, you know, because of those people, they inspire me to do my dream. So now I'm going to take a short break, and this is the song Battle Song by Ahura Zakora Feliza and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. So here he is, going on a break with Battle Song. Hoopa!
Try to keep peace. It is war that they declare.
everyone. I'm back, and it's Sunday. I think maybe I'll do a few more minutes of the show, but I wanted to come back on and talk about self-care. And once again, to everyone out there that has supported my dream of working with Jackie Chan, to all the stuntmen, you know, like James Blue and all of you, and Don the Dragon Wilson, and many of you out there, Tommy Mack, 30, I think is Junior he goes by. I mean, many of you guys have been out there. Thank you so much and just supporting me and being able to talk with me here and there. I do appreciate it very, very much that, you know, Tommy Mack, Survey actually called and surprised me last Sunday night, and the man himself, you know, he's this great guy. He's like this big teddy bear, and you can actually see him in the very first show of The Walking Dead. You can find Tommy. He's like in a car crash, and he's a big, huge guy, and he's done the stunts and many things worked with Steve McQueen and many other things, so I had to give him a little thank you for calling on my show last Sunday night. John Krang, he's actually been a guest on my show. He's worked with Jet Li and Jackie Chan. And, I mean, you guys out there, thank you so much. You know, it's just, you know, for you guys, I just don't know what to say. There's no words. I just want to say thank you very much because you guys inspired me my whole life. And it's just something now I'm be able to do things that I've been working on for like 10 years with self-care. Never thought in a million years I would be doing this. I, you know, besides always wanted to work with Jackie Chan, which I know will happen. I think it's 2013 is the year, so hold on to your hats. And don't worry, when I'm on set, I'll post pictures. I know I'm going to get there. Don't worry, I'll put them on my Facebook page, people. I will show some pictures of me on set. But just remember, when you do work on film sets, you have to be respectful, and you're not really supposed to take pictures. So if I get permission from Jackie, I will, you know, you got to respect, actually, when you're working on film sets, you do have to remember that it is a job. You're not there to fool around. You know, I just keep focused, and why I keep getting the emails. And I want to thank all the casting companies and the casting people that do this. They send me the emails for promotional model work and stuff. I want to say thank you very, very much in keeping me in your thoughts to be able to do things, because they know that I am reliable on set. Don't cause any problem. And then when I'm there, I'm there. I'm there to work, not there to date or anything like that. And I want to say thank you to all the casting people and the companies that send me the emails. I do appreciate them, and they're paid gigs. Like today, there was one. Well, it was for men, but I get all these ones, you know, it was like an emergency casting call, and I, you know, hey, maybe I should put a sock down my pants and dress up like a guy and just pass off as a man, get paid some money to work on set. No, I don't think I'd really do that, but you have to really think about it. Paid work, dress up like a man, looking like a man to work on set. You know, but once again, I'm going to get back and talk about self-care, but I just want to say thank you, everyone, so much. Jody Purdy, I know you're doing your best. I just want to say thank you in supporting me. And Jody Purdy is actually the a person that's been working in Hollywood, casting thousands upon thousands. And Jody, J-O-D-I, Purdy, P-U-R-D-Y. You can actually go to her Facebook page and, look her up. She has her own casting company back in Boston, but she's been casting thousands and thousands of people for many, many years, all the Hollywood films, all the Boston films, you know, New England. She's been working on those sets, and she remembers people. And she, you know, she said to me one time, and it was actually at Jay Giannone's film premiere, and, you know, for her to come up to me and remember me from working on the set of the game plan with The Rock, and, you know, there was another thing, and she actually came up to me, and I was like, Jody, I don't know if you remember me. She goes, you're Shelly Nunchuck. I was like, oh, my God, Shelly, you know me? Jody Purdy knows me. And she's like, yeah. And she's like, she whispered in my ear, and she said, yeah, it will happen. I almost started crying right at the film festival. Well, not the film festival, the one that was Jay's premiere of Scalpers, but I was very, you know, for someone to say that, you know, they've been working in the industry, in Hollywood film sets, saying that to me, that meant so the world to me. And, you know, I just feel so lucky and blessed that people are on my side and trying to help me to get to work with Jackie. So, you know, I don't want to bother Jody too much. I just want to say I'm thankful that she's thinking of me. And that's all that counts, you know. And she's such a sweetheart. She's such a sweetheart. Jody Purdy is a sweetheart. I just can't tell you enough. But to get back to the film Failed Care, no, I'm just blessed and lucky because I know in life not many people are going to have opportunities to do this. And, you know, Horace Corey Lee is another man of who I call my brother. I have a lot of people I call my brothers, but Horace is the one that actually first looked me in my face, and said, I will work with Jackie Chan. He actually said that to me. He was one of the first persons to believe. And I've been working with Unicovia Pictures for a few years now. And, you know, if you really think about it, if you work with a film company for a few years, that shows kind of stability with the company. I mean, they've been around because film companies can come and go. I mean, people, they can make some films and then they disappear. We've been around for quite a few years, and El Horror's been actually in, you know, he works out on the Hollywood sets. He's a musician. He's won, you know, like I said, I mean, to me, awards are awards, but he's won awards and nominations and stuff for his music because he is a musician. He can play any instruments. He's actually doing the music for Falcare. And another thing, too, is he actually, you know, he's training us. I've done a year of Tai Chi with him training, and I feel blessed about that because it's something I've always wanted to do. So, you know, I feel very, very lucky and honored to be doing the film Falcare. And it's something where, you know, with like Wonder Woman, you know, that's the type of feel it is that these us four or five women, you know, I don't know, I think there's five of us now leading Falcare, and we're going to be doing our own stunts and fights. And let me say, we did some filming in the cold. Oh, my God. We were training. You know how you see like, what Rocky Sylvester Stallone, him training in the cold, that's what we were doing. We had our training costume. It was cold, cold, cold. I'm not kidding. He had us carrying a big, huge tree. Us five women carrying a tree, not kidding. We really carried that tree. It was heavy. And there was these big stones. They were huge, and we had to carry those. And I was like, oh, my God, just Shelly, do not drop this big, huge stone on your foot. But like I said, I feel very, very, very blessed that I'm actually able to do these things because not a lot of people are actually going to be able to do these things. And as I'm talking to you, I'm pulling up my Facebook page because I can see my notifications. And a guy named Stan, he's been putting stuff on my Facebook page with Jackie Chan. I was like, okay, buddy, don't worry. After my radio show, I will look at them. I think it was something, the Olympic ceremony with Jackie, and I'll have to watch it afterwards. But it's just very sweet. To all the people out there, thank you so much, very much, from the bottom of my heart, posting stuff to do with Jackie Chan. I so appreciate that. Thank you so much. I do have a couple of fans out there, you know. I do appreciate the support. My friends back home in Boston, you know, you guys, I told you, you're welcome up here anytime. Even if it's on a Sunday, you want to go out to a movie, just come on up. And don't worry, I mean, there's people that I know that are going to be working on my film, the Dishwasher film, which is dedicated to Jackie Chan. Just hang on a little while. I am trying to get that going, and I've been trying to stay in contact with people with that, so that's another thing I'm going to have to work on. I actually started becoming an advocate for this film called Bully the Movie, and it's about, you know, kids being bullied, and this guy Joe, let me see if I can actually find his page here. You can actually go to it. Joe Osborne from Belmont, New Hampshire. I think when you go there, you'll be able to friend him, and you'll be able to learn about Bully the Movie. And there's quite a few of us coming together in the entertainment business. And a lot of things that I'm trying to help out in my own way is about, you know, giving back in my own way. Yeah, maybe I haven't worked with Jackie yet, or I just think that giving back, you know, and things that I think is important. And, you know, I was bullied as a young kid a lot, and I'm just coming on board and stretch. I don't know if I'm going to act in the film. I don't have a clue. I don't know about that, but I want to become an advocate and talk about this because I see on YouTube a lot of kids, even as young as 9 years old, that are taking their lives, hanging themselves in closets and stuff, and because they're being bullied and all this cyber stuff. Now, as adults, you know, people say things on the internet, about you or whatever, it doesn't matter. You can walk away. The thing is, children, you know, we can't, the thing is, people, we got to stop saying it's the parents' fault, it's the guardian's fault. No, children are going to do what they want to do. I mean, we're all kids, you know that. But you just, you can't call a child stupid. They don't have an adult brain. They can't comprehend to walk away from, you know, the internet because it's just the internet. And you can't go around and say when something tragic happens, you cannot blame, you can't say, oh, the parents, this and that, because, you know, kids, they can go to the library, they can go here, they can go to a friend's house. I mean, they can go anywhere they want. And it's like, it's not putting on the blame on it. It's a real tragedy that a lot of kids are killing themselves. And I see these bad comments on the page, and they're blaming the parents and saying the kids are stupid for taking their lives. You've got to really stop and think. There's bad situations. Do you know, maybe kids are feeling alone. Now, I was in that spot. Now, you know, I haven't been to school in years, but I was there. As a child, I was bullied. I mean, you wouldn't think it now because I'm running around with swords and nunchucks and all this stuff, but it did happen to me when I was little, and I do take to heart that about these YouTube videos, like I said, they're as young as 9 and 10 years old. The kids are taking their lives. So I decided to come on board. I don't even know how, I mean, finding about this film. I think it's just being connected in the film community and seeing this and saying, you know, I wanted to come on board with this. So it's something I'm hoping to be a big part of to help out with. You know, like I said, I don't know if I'm going to act in the film. I don't know if I can get down if they're filming in Rhode Island. I mean, I would love to be in the film because it's something giving back, and it has nothing to do with martial arts, not an action film. And I don't plan on thinking of, you know, what people, when they're doing things, they think that they want to win awards and stuff, but Bullied, the movie, it's not something really to do so much on winning awards. It's something where, you know, to give kids inspiration, and that's just what we want to do, is give kids inspiration. And what I want to do is take a little break. It's now 1:45, and let's see, what song should I go leading into break? I want to play another one of Horace's song. Athenius. I know I pronounce things kind of funny, but it's Athenatis, and it's a song. And he works with his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. Her voice is like an angel. And I'm gonna play the song. You can actually look up the video and stuff, but I'm going to go on a little break, and the song I'm going to play is actually by Horace Acora DeLisa and His Beautiful Life. Well, I'm tongue-tied here. Maybe I should go back to bed. Anyway, it's Athenius, and it's Athenatis, and it's a Horace Acora DeLisa and His Beautiful, Lovely Life scenario. I think I need a sip of Coca-Cola or something here. I haven't had any coffee anyway. Go on a break. Here you go. Enjoy. Love, 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 love this song. And now, that was just a wonderful, wonderful, truly awesome song by the man, the myth, the legend himself, Ahura Zocor de Liza Athenius, with his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari, who sings like an angel. And yes, we are all working together on the film Falcon. Once again, you can go and visit it then. And once again, boy, am I repeating myself. I feel like I'm half awake, but I had a workout on my elliptical watching Battle B-Boy, and I'm like, I'm a little tired right now. I think I need a shower and something to eat. I haven't had any coffee yet, even though I'm drinking a little bit of a Coca-Cola here. And, you know, if anybody has a dream, you just have to go for it. And if you have energy-sucking vampires around you, do what I did and get away from them. And that's the best thing in your life that you will ever do. So, you know, just take to heart, and I want to play another song. And, oh, yes, I saw a film that was just finished, and I actually helped a little bit out. I don't know how much I actually helped out. And I had Triceptus Studios on my show a couple of times with Crosby Tatum, and they got done finishing the film, and they're putting it together. I don't know if I can make it down to see the film, and we did a little bit of the fundraiser on my radio show, and I'm a big supporter to them guys back there, Triceptus Studios Family for Life. So I want to play a little song, and now I'm going to play the song Feel. And I was actually in this video with Laz and Cass, and, you know, this is Triceptus Studio for Life for me. So I'm going to play the song and have a little dance, you know. I'll be dancing here in the studio to the song because I love, love those songs. Just feel it. All right, here we go.
Yeah, Last Rip, Cat B, Miss Smith and Envy, for the little 9, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studios. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high, tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, you just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But to the cell, don't waste no time.
Ha 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 ha
Yeah, and that was the song Phil, one of my bros back down in Boston, Crosby Tatum, and they just finished filming Surprise, Surprise, and they're, I guess, in pre-production, getting it together. I don't know if I can make it down to Boston, but I wanted to give a shout-out to a Tricep, the studio family, Laz and Tad, and, you know, Crosby, just want to say, yo, Tricep, the studio family for life. Anyway, let's see, just a few more minutes left to go. I like to end the show, you know, with the song The Fighter. This song is actually going to be in my film The Dishwasher. And it's with two of my nephews, Sacrifice and Cardiac. And it's something where, you know, I'm also dedicating it to a Sacrifice's young wife who recently passed away within the last year from cancer. So I'm doing a dedication in that, in my film, for Sarah, who passed away, and she left her behind a couple of young children. It just boggles my mind that a wonderful, you know, a mother like that is taken. And I'll never understand it, because, you know, there's mothers and people that do bad things to children that don't deserve children. And it's kind of like, and you think about this, and the only solution I can think of is God wants more angels on his side, and that's why Sarah's not here anymore. So God has an angel in heaven right now, an extra special angel. So, you know, she must be watching over her loved ones a lot. So I just wanted to dedicate the song The Fighter in my film to Sarah. You know, it's a thing that I can do in my own way. But also the song The Fighter, you know, one of my theme songs. I just want to say, you know, to all the kids out there that are being bullied, you have to stay strong and be here on this planet, because it does matter that you are here. How do you not know in the future, you kids out there that are being bullied, how do you not know you could be the ones in my position where you could be working with your idol? And my idol is Jackie Chan, and he's the one that I've been working very hard to get to work with. You know, maybe you guys have some idols that maybe you'll want to be able to work. Maybe you want to be a basketball player. Maybe you want to be a doctor. Maybe you'll be the ones that cure cancer. If you like animals, maybe you're the ones to be saving animals and help, you know, do really good things in life. So in the show, the song The Fighter is dedicated to you kids out there. So here it is to you kids. You stay strong. Everyone have a good Sunday.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove. I'm a fighter, it's not an option to lose.